being a small business, we just want to do what actually works for us. So we're going to, you know, try some things out as far as Angie's List and things like that. And what doesn't work, we're just going to go ahead and exile. We don't want to spend funds, obviously, in areas where it's just not profitable for us or doesn't make sense for us. So we're kind of trying everything out early, and then we're going to exile what doesn't work for us.
That is a very smart marketing strategy, Olivia.
Well, I don't want to, in a year, decide I want to try something and then it not work. I'm trying everything
right
out of the gate. Let's see if it works. If it doesn't, we get rid of it.
Right. Right, and that's the mistake a lot of business owners make, is they're kind of timid about jumping into things, and then they get like a year down the line and they still don't know what works for them, and they're wondering why it took them a year to get profitable. And it's, you got to have the Olivia mindset.
Now we're closely watching it. I know exactly what we spent on every lead so far from Angie's List. And I know exactly what we've made on it so far, and we're keeping up with it very closely to see if it's something for us or not.
Okay. Yeah, I think you'll definitely love this. My name's John, by the way. I'm the director here at Local Splash. I know you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on just to go over some pricing. But you're on a list of qualified candidates for the placement. And the hardest part about getting on the first page of Google, it's not so much the cost. Mm-hmm. It's usually the availability of the placements. But we were going down that list, and we saw you were doing Home Advisor by Angie's. And we said, let's call her first, because usually the leads from that system are coming from Google advertisement that they're doing. So it's like they do this in order to get leads, and then they sell you the leads for a fee. But as you know, they charge you for the lead whether you get it or not. So we go, okay, yeah, let's call her, because, you know, if we list you independently, you don't have that problem anymore. You don't even have to pay for leads at all. With our services, we put you in a position where customers can just call you directly live off the first page.
Right.
And that's what most people do. Statistically, most people just call off the first page. So we would eliminate your middleman. We'd eliminate your lead fees. Should save you money, actually, over the course of the year, but also make you more. There's more people using Google than are actually going to HomeAdvisor.
Right.
That's why HomeAdvisor pays Google to get a piece of that pie, you know? So, glad we found you. But I feel like after a month or two of this, you'll definitely start making your way out the door with that, or maybe even stagger or stop those leads entirely.
Okay.
Did Tara tell you, or did she do a good job of kind of explaining how the placement works?
Of course.
Okay. Awesome. So these listings, they're exclusive. Like I said, no lead fees, no click fees, no call fees. When you get Google verified and you get a first page placement locally, you actually become a top recommended option on multiple platforms. I don't know if she went over that.
Okay.
So it's not just Google that you'll end up being on the first page of. If we get this spot, you'll actually end up on the first page of Bing. They reference Google's top guides for their top five. You'll be on the first page of the Apple Safari search engine for the iPhones. And you'll be a top option for Amazon Alexa voice search results. They all reference the Google Places local companies for their placement. You'll be able to get clients and visibility there. We also list you on Yelp and Yellow Pages and Thumbtack. Kind of like you were saying, it's an introductory campaign where we throw a bunch of things at the wall and kind of see what sticks and what's going to work best for your company, and then we attack that, whatever it may be. So you might find out Facebook is better for your particular business than running, you know, Yelp or Yellow Pages, and that's totally fine, but we're going to get an answer out of it, right? And then also we would develop a .com for you if you don't have one. I did see there was a domain already here. Let me see.
Yes.
You like this website? Everything's good with it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Obviously, it's
beautiful
as time goes, but yeah.
Yeah, but I just love your logo, and it's classy. I like how the layout of the site is. Black and gold always
goes
good together.
That's what we went for, so thank you.
Yeah, no, it looks good. I'm a big fan of this stuff. My grandfather was a carpenter, and he used to have the whole garage filled with band saws and all these different tools that would make the edges, and I used to watch him make cabinets. I thought it was the coolest thing, and he would come let me help him varnish it and or paint it when he was all done. So.
And it is cool because it's a woman-owned business in a man's industry. So.
That's awesome. Yeah. I think that's going to make them a little better quality. Men are kind of like, okay, you know, we don't put a lot of love into it. Like,
who makes the decisions for the kitchen? The woman.
Mm-hmm. That is very valid. That is a very valid point. I didn't think about that, but yes, I've had my kitchen remodeled, and it was all my wife. I wanted nothing to do with it. I was like, you look at the cabinets,
exactly
you look
right.
at the tile, you're the one that's going to be dealing with it.
So,
wow. Okay.
It really works out because the women want to work with a woman.
Yeah. Yeah. You can sit down and
that
really,
is, you know, that pays attention to the details. Yep. That's exactly right. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So this should be a great fit. Here's the thing. I'm trying to get these prices lowered. They have
beneficial.
Well, right. So you already have the site, so that's going to help you a lot. I'm not seeing a Google business profile for you, which is a little interesting.
There is one.
Yeah, usually they don't put you on the qualified candidates list unless there is one. I just haven't located it, so I'm not doubting that you have it.
There it is.
Okay, give me one second here. Okay, I got it. 17 reviews, 4.3 star. And this is 12950 Lebanon Road, Suite 101?
That's correct.
Okay. Did you ever get a pin in the mail there?
No,
Google?
I have not. But also, what do you mean a pin in the mail?
Well, that for Google Places, it's part of the verification. There's a three-step Google verification that we do. One is that pin in the mail. It's how you get the little red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are.
Okay.
And it's weird.
I'll have to check my mailbox then.
Okay. Not a problem. Usually, we'll send them out same day, or sometimes if they've already sent it out, but you just haven't received it yet, then we're able to go ahead and text it over to you, and then you send it back to verify that way, kind of fast track it. And then there's also a form you have to fill out called a Google verification form, and it'll ask you for any required documents for your industry. So it's only if it's required, but it'll ask for things like license or insurance, business registration, things like that. So I'm sure you probably have all those things. It's a pretty easy form to fill out.
So how do we verify that when we're off the phone and I don't have you on the line anymore?
Yeah, so it's actually a digital form. Like it comes over to you at point of sale. So it automatically will send you an outline of the agreement in writing. It'll automatically send you a receipt.
Okay.
And then it'll automatically send the Google verification form and access to a tracking system because we have an app that you can use. It'll help you keep track of all the customers. The platinum package we were looking at was $599 with the $299 setup fee. What I'm able to do, Olivia, if you want to come on board with us today, I could waive the setup fee for you. So that'll save you about $300. And then I'll put in a request for the New Year's special, our promotion, and it'll actually drop the rate down to just $299. That's also with a new in business credit. So basically, it'll save you about $600 today, but it's going to save you another $300 every month moving forward because I'll lock you in at that pricing structure.
Okay, so it would be $299 today, but tell me what the monthly rate would be.
$299. That's it.
Okay.
Yep, and there's no other lead fees, click fees, or call fees that'll pop up on you. So that's all you're spending.
Okay.
And I like that number because I noticed you said you spent, Tara notated in here, 2 to 3 leads, you spent $160.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're paying $50 to $75 a lead?
Mm-hmm. Yep, it depends, but
So 10 leads, you're spending $500 to $750. I'm basically cutting your marketing budget in half, and we'll get you a lot more than 10 leads.
Yeah, okay. Do I get to pick the keywords?
Yeah, absolutely. So I would schedule a client interview with you right now after I create your account and submit it, get you all your paperwork. Then they'll circle back with you to set time. Usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. we'll have recommendations ready for you. I don't know if you ever heard of Google Analytics before, but it lets us see like what people have been searching the most in the area, so we don't have to guess about what we should list you for in your industry in this area to get you phone calls. But you have final say on everything, Olivia. You have full control.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That sounds good. Let's go ahead and do that.
All right.
And schedule the call.
Your last name, Russell, just like the business?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right. And then what's the – it's probably in here. Hold on. Let me go to your website. Oh, no. It just has a contact us form. What's the business email address where I could send everything in writing?
It's going to be – should it be to my assistant or should it be to myself or to the business info email?
Could be both, but – yeah, if you want your assistant to have access to the tracking system, that could help a lot, just because you want to request reviews through there when you're done with jobs and things like that.
Okay, so we'll send it to my assistant then.
Okay, what's the assistant's email?
Okay, it's going to be Haley, H-A-I-L-E-Y, at RussellCrafted, R-U-S-S-E-L-L, Crafted, C-R-A-F-T-E-D, T-N, .com.
Perfect. Okay. And what's Haley's last name? I'm just going to add her to the account in case we ever get contacted by her.
Yep. It's Pierce, P-I-E-R-C-E.
Okay. And does she have a separate phone number?
Yes. Her number is, let's see here. She works remotely, so she's not going to answer the phone right off the bat. You'd have to set up a call with her.
Oh, that's totally fine. It was more so if I ever get like an inbound call, I want them to know like, hey, this number is affiliated with Russell Crafted Cabinetry. They'll know exactly who who it is, you know, who they're talking to.
Gotcha. Yeah. And that's not obviously for clients to contact, but yeah.
No, yeah. The one that we're on is set as the contact number for clients. The 615.
Okay. Perfect.
281.
Yes. Yes, and we will be changing that number soon when we get the showroom landline. We will go into Google and change it.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll get Haley's number from you now, and then I'll go over to the text field. I'll send you my direct line and extension, and then when you want to change the number, just call me and I can swap it for you.
Okay, perfect. Her number is 615-489-52. 10.
Okay, got it. Save. All right. And let me go over here. Send you my direct number and extension. And this is good, too, because I will also text you the Google verification form and everything. Everything will come text and email unless you opt out of one of them. But I like having both of them there. Sometimes people don't check their emails or you get too busy, you know.
Okay.
Boom, and then good. Okay, address, everything is going to stay the same. Just in case that PIN was sent out too. We don't want to make any changes there. Okay. Hours of operation are the same? You're 9 to 4,
yes.
Monday through Friday?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. And Saturdays are by appointment only.
Okay, perfect. Let me add Saturdays to your Google Business profile, because right now it just says closed on Saturdays.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So it'd be Saturday by appointment only.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay, good. We're looking good. And then I'll leave the payment queue open. I'll let you kind of hash that out with them on how you want to gather payments. I'm not going to put any kind of like cash check card on there. Just have them take that up with you. Then I'll keep the site hyperlinked. Google verification form being sent now. Okay. And then for this client interview, what do you think would be the best time for you? What's your schedule look like today?
Let's see. Today?
I know it's short notice, but I'd rather do it today than wait until Monday and kind of waste a couple of days of they could still be working on it if we have the client interview done over the weekend. Mm-hmm.
Let's do 2:00 today, Central Standard Time.
I got you. Let's see what we got here. Oh, I think that's like the one window that's not open.
Okay.
Can we do 1 to 2 or 3 to 4?
We can do 3 to 4.
3 to 4. Okay. That works perfect. Yeah, because the client interview tech is going to be a California-based, so they're 2 hours back.
Okay. Got it.
That's usually their lunch hour, 12 to 1. It's the only reason why it's not available. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to the client interview, to your email. And then they're going to send an automated text message reminder 1 hour before. And that's going to go to this 615-281-0618. You can receive texts there, right? You got the phone number I sent you, my direct extension?
Yes, I got that text.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, all communications with you are going to come through there. I have it set that way. The only time Haley's number would be used is if she called in. Okay.
Okay, perfect.
All right. But client interview is scheduled, and then text message reminder is set. Okay. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
We can do a credit card.
Okay. Now, is this under your name, the business name, or both, Olivia?
It's actually under both.
Both. Okay.
So the name on the card, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did it cut a piece of it out because it's a long name?
What do you mean?
Does it have the full name on there? It says Russell Crafted Cabinetry and Stone LLC.
Mm-mm. No, the card name, it says Olivia M. Russell, Russell Crafted.
Mm. Okay. I just want to make sure this matches up because this is a write-off for you as a business expense. Okay. I just want to make sure that it's accurate.
Yeah.
Okay. And the billing address is the same as the street address?
No, it is not. I need to give you the billing address.
Okay. I'm ready for you.
Okay. It's 102.
Okay.
Stewart Bend Lane, S-T-E-W-A-R-T-S.
Mm-hmm.
Bend, B-E-N-D, Lane.
Okay.
And that's Hickman, H-I-C-K-M-A-N, Hickman, Tennessee, 38567.
Okay. All right. And then on the front of the card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Okay. It is 5528.
5528.
6968.
6968.
5239.
5239.
Mm-hmm. 7865.
7865. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
0429.
0429. And then there should be a 3-digit code on the back.
836.
836. Okay, and there is a security question. This is in case we want to verify the identity of you or Haley when you call in, or vice versa, if you guys want to verify the identity of one of our reps when they contact you. So you have 3 options for this. Uh-huh. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay, the city or the first pet's name is fine.
Okay. What was your first pet's name, Olivia?
Nike, like the shoe, N-I-K-E.
Oh, Nike, okay. Got that Southern draw going, girl.
Very
sick,
I know.
I was like, huh? Okay. You know, it's funny, my sister moved out there a couple of years, and I used to pick on her all the time. She came back from Tennessee. I go, why are you talking like that?
it
can't help it. It's contagious. Yeah. It's good. Something to be proud of. Because where I come from, they're not the same class, let me tell you. I'm originally from Southern California, so they're a little spicy.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so I got your account created. They do want me to do a verification because of the discounted pricing structure. So I'm trying to find this form here. Okay, here it is. So there's, I haven't given out the discounted pricing structure like this in a long time. So there's a script that they want me to read. It's called a voice verification. It's supposed to be an added form of protection for you. It's going to outline the service agreement with the discounted pricing structure, and then we're going to send this to you in writing. If there's anything that I say that you don't agree with when I'm going through this, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you or translate it. I just want to make sure we're at a firm understanding.
Got it.
Okay. All right, so you're on a recorded line here, Olivia. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance by Google to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Russell Krafik, I'm in Transom.
Thank you. And the business will be listed on Google as an LLC?
Correct.
Okay, because it wasn't before, so that's actually a change that we got to make, unless you want
to
leave it
how it was. It doesn't have to be. You can just leave it. It's fine.
Okay. I just want to double check there. And then it says, please state your name and title with the company.
Olivia Russell, owner, operator.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Russell Crafted Cabinetry and Stone today? Okay, so it says to get results as fast as possible, Olivia, it is important that you and Haley are actively involved in the campaign. Do you guys agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay, and in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services? Okay, so we know what you already have. If you want to continue to use those guys, you can. Obviously, we want to provide you with a service to where you feel like you don't need them anymore, but we're not telling you that you have to cancel them, right? We just want to beat them out naturally. Okay, and then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. But you are actually eligible for some prepay options that could save you money. You don't have to jump into these, but I'm just going to run them by you here. Okay. So with the discounted pricing structure on the platinum package that they have you on at $299, they say we can give you a 3 month prepay option of $700. That'll save you about $200 over the next 3 months. There's a 6 month prepay option of $1,300. That'll save you about $500 over the next 6 months. And then there's a annual prepay that you could do. It's $2,500 for the year. And that'll actually save you $1,100 over the course of the year. Would you like to capitalize on any of these?
Give me one moment to think about this for a second.
Okay.
Okay. So let's do the 1 year that saves $1,100.
Okay. You want to do the 12-month prepay?
Saves the $1,100.
Yeah, it's a huge savings. You're already getting a huge savings by us waiving the setup fee and putting you on the new in business promotion, but doing that prepay, I mean, you really are getting it from almost $6,000 or $7,000 down to just $2,500. So it's really going to save you a lot more when you look at the package and everything that's in it. But let me go ahead and update the billing. So the first payment's going to process today. It's January 3rd, 2025, in the discounted pricing structure of $2,500 for the year prepay. When the term is completed on January 3rd of 2026, it'll be set up to go back to a month-to-month payment method of just $299, okay, unless you call us before that date and change it. When you do the year prepays, it's non-refundable. Like, it just processes and you're locked in with us for the year. Okay. And then it says, you may discontinue or cancel at any time after that first year. There are no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. Okay. We don't hold anybody hostage. I don't think you're going to want to cancel anyway. This is just full disclosure. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so let me just adjust your subscription. I had it set on the month-to-month, so I'm going to swap it over to the year prepay here, and then I'll process the payment, get you your paperwork, and then I'll show you what we need to do there for your paperwork, just to get everything rolling as soon as possible. So bear with me for one second. And do you have a Facebook page anywhere, Olivia?
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So they're going to send a link so that we could manage that Facebook page for you. It's not going to, let me see here. They won't post anything without your permissions, it says on there. But they have a Meta-certified technician that will work on that and actually actively run the Facebook ads for you. We don't want to duplicate any listings, though. They said they want to get access to the one you already have rather than create a whole other one that actually causes a discrepancy with the search engine.
Okay.
All right. Service agreement is being generated. Okay, and then client interview. Okay. Now, they're generating this service agreement. Now, I just want to give them a head start on this client interview between 1 and 2 o'clock. You're okay on time right now, right?
Sure.
Okay, just want to make sure. So the client interview, they want to focus on primary services. The great thing with you, a lot of times we're building people's website from scratch, but you already have one. So it's really going to help us out as far as like references. But aside from custom cabinetry, what would you say is your bread and butter or your primary services that you're going to want to be found for?
So you're asking basically keywords, correct?
Yes. Yeah, I'm just going to give them a head start. Okay. So this isn't going to finalize it, but I'm just going to notate it, and that way they have some stuff to go off of during that interview.
Right. So cabinetry, cabinet, granite, quartz.
Ooh, can you spell that one for me?
Marble.
You said quartz,
yeah, quartz,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, course. Yeah, I got you. I got it. With a Z.
A-R-T-Z.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Okay, that gives me 5.
I still have some more. Is that okay? Can I give you more?
Yeah. Go ahead. Rattle them off.
Okay. Cabinet installation. Countertop.
Okay, 7.
Kitchen renovation.
Kitchen renovation. Kitchen remodel.
Yep.
Okay.
And then
bathrooms.
Yes, bath. Okay. Remodel and then new construction.
Okay. Perfect. I like this. This gives us exactly 10 right here. Well, actually, there's 11, okay. But there'll be 4 other ones, but they can kind of brainstorm, and we can pick from the Google Analytics, too, because they're probably going to have some recommendations just based off of the 10-year track record of what people have been searching the most in the area.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, we got tons of data for that. All right, and then they said I can go ahead and process service agreement. Looks like they've engineered it already for the year. Okay. Okay. Oh, the card declined as insufficient funds. I don't think that's accurate. It's possible that you're getting the notification like you have to authorize the transaction.
Yeah. Hold on 1 second. Let me look here. Let's see.
really common in another state that's not California. They'll definitely put a secret thing on there.
I have no idea what's going on.
Usually it's through the app or a text message.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is my first business credit card, so...
Yeah, then they definitely are... It's a security measure.
Okay, we might just have to use another card.
Okay, I can always swap it out. Let me go in here. Give me one sec.
I don't know. But okay. What else do we do, so...
It's fine. We still send over the invoice receipt with the business name on it, so you'll still be able to write off the whole marketing budget for the year, regardless of what payment method you use.
Okay.
Okay. But is this a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Let's see. It is a Visa.
Okay. And then there should be 16 digits on the front.
Yes, hold on one moment.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
It's totally fine. I've had it happen before, and it's usually just, you know, through the app, or they have to call the bank real quick.
Yeah. Okay. All right, I'm ready.
Okay.
5156.
5156.
7699.
7699.
0734.
0734.
8610.
8610. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
0528. And the security code is 909.
Okay.
And the name is different on this card. It's
okay.
It's Olivia M. Russell.
Okay. This is coming as a personal.
Yeah.
Go ahead and update. Okay. And then the service agreement's the same, so let's just click here, invoice, $2,500, process. Okay, and then if this one goes through, which it looks like it is, you're going to receive 3 text messages and emails right now. So I'm going to stay on the line with you just to make sure you got them. It's going to be an outline of the agreement in writing. That way you have it documented, your full service agreement for the year. And then it's going to have the username and password for your tracking system. And then that Google verification form that we talked about. And you only got to get Google verified once. So it's crazy that you already have the Google business profile, a bunch of good reviews, but we haven't finished the verification process, which is kind of interesting. But I guess that says a lot about you. In order to still have many people looking you up. Yeah, it just makes it a lot harder to find you, though. So whoever wrote those reviews had to be, like, very determined to get you your reviews, you know?
Yes, they did.
Determined. Yeah, this will be a lot easier now. Just even Russell Crafted, if they type it in, should be all over the place. When they type that in, it'll pop up real easy. And then usually if you're not a verified business, they have to get logged into their email to write the review in order for Google to be able to verify the reviews. Since you're not verified, it's a process for them. So now it'll be easy.
Okay.
They can just type it in from their phone.
Okay, so anyone within, 50-mile radius of Mount Juliet or just Mount Juliet area?
Yeah, it goes up to 50 for these local listings. So you cover up to 50 miles. But during your client interview, they're not just going to go over your keywords. You can actually go over your service area, too. So if there's, like, areas that you don't want to go to, we can exclude them from being found geographically.
Okay, got it. So, okay,
makes sense.
That's fine.
Yeah, we'll customize the area, too.
Okay. So when someone Googles cabinets and they are within 25 miles of us, we should be on the front page.
100%.
Okay, perfect. All right. Sounds good to me.
It's easy peasy. There's 15 total keywords, so custom cabinets, just one of them. Okay. All right, and then I got your client interview all scheduled between 1 and 2. So just so you know, there's a text in there. It'll say, in order to get your Google business profile verified, Google may require some additional information. It'll have a link in there. It'll say url.localsplash.com/Google, and that's the one that you're going to want to fill out. And then there's also a another one that's been sent to your email as well. It'll be your subscription terms. You have to sign off on the bottom of that. That's the contract for the year.
Okay.
All right.
That's good. Okay.
Well, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. I'll let you get back to the rest of your day, and then we will circle back with you between 3 and 4 o'clock Central.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. You have a great day. If you need anything, give me a call. I sent you my direct extension as well.
Yes. I've got it. Perfect. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. You have a great day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.